As for Trooper Wilcox, he got about 3/4 of an hour with that Buick before the county tow showed up with its orange light flashing. 45 minutes isn't much time, but it was enough to turn Curtis into a lifetime Roadmaster scholar. True love always happens in a flash, they say. Ennis drove as they headed back to Troop D behind the tow truck and the Buick, which rode on the clamp with its nose up and its rear bumper almost dragging on the road. Kurt rode shotgun, in his excitement squirming like a little kid who needs to make water. Between them, the Motorola police radio, scuffed and beat up, the victim of God knew how many coffee and cola dousings, but still as tough as nails, blatted away on Channel 23. Matt Babicki and the troopers in the field going through the call and response that was the constant background soundtrack of their working lives. It was there, but neither Ennis nor Kurt heard it anymore unless their own number came up. "The first thing's the engine," Kurt said. "No, I suppose the first thing's the hood latch. It's way over on the driver's side, and you push it in rather than pulling it out." "Never heard of that before," Ennis grunted. "Oh, you wait, you wait," his young partner said. "I found it anyway and lifted the hood, the engine. Man, that engine." Ennis glanced at him with the expression of a man who's just had an idea that's too horribly plausible to deny. The orange glow from the revolving light on the tow truck's cab pulsed on his face like jaundice. "Don't you dare tell me it doesn't have one," he said. "Don't dare tell me it doesn't have anything but a radioactive crystal or some damn thing like in Dumb Wit's Flying Saucers." Curtis laughed. The sound was both cheerful and wild. "No, no, there's an engine, but it's all wrong. It says Buick 8 on both sides of the engine block in big chrome letters, as if whoever made it was afraid of forgetting what the damn thing was. There are 8 plugs, 4 on each side, and that's right, 8 cylinders, 8 spark plugs. But there's no distributor cap. And no distributor, not that I can see. No generator or alternator either." "Get out." "Ennis, if I'm lying, I'm dying." "Where do the spark plug wires go?" "Each one makes a big loop, goes right back into the engine block, so far as I can tell." "That's nuts." "Yes, but listen, Ennis, just listen."
"Stop interrupting and let me talk, in other words." Curtis Wilcox squirming in his seat but never taking his eyes off the Buick being towed along in front of him.
"All right, Kurt. I'm listening. It's got a radiator, but so far as I can tell, there's nothing inside it. No water, and no antifreeze. There's no fan belt, which sort of makes sense, because there's no fan."
"Oil?"
"There's a crankcase and a dipstick, but there's no markings on the stick. There's a battery at Delco, but Ennis, dig this. It's not hooked up to anything. There are no battery cables."